Slovenia welcomes this opportunity to discuss the implication of plastic pollution to the full enjoyment of human rights today. We would like to thank the advisory committee, its members, and the panelists. The presentations of the members of the academia and the representatives of the civil society were very informative, and the input of the representatives of the independent UN agencies, the OHCHR, ILO, and UNEP, gave us an invaluable insight into the work and the perspectives of the respective agencies. Plastic pollution is not only a threat to our environment, it is also a threat to people, as plastics impact human rights along its life cycle. Therefore, human rights must be at the core of all solutions. The triple planetary crisis is a global phenomenon and a human rights crisis. In order to effectively address the climate crisis, biodiversity loss, and pollution, the countries, as well as other international players, need to strengthen their cooperation. The discussions like the one today are crucial for the awareness raising on the importance of the human rights component of the subject among all stakeholders. The stated need to break down the silos within individual states is well received. Slovenia is a long-standing supporter of the right to a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment. At the core of the right to a healthy environment, there is a collection of substantive and procedural rights. They connect protecting nature and preventing climate change and pollution with respecting, protecting, and fulfilling human rights. The right to a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment is therefore central in solving the triple planetary crisis. I thank you.